Trump to overturn use of gender-neutral terms in SEAL and SWCC ethos and creed. By Christina Wong on October 1, 2020. President Donald Trump on Thursday vowed to overturn a U.S. Navy Special Warfare Command decision to get rid of gender terms like brotherhood and men in the ethos and creed statements of Navy SEAL and Navy Special Warfare Combatant Craft Crewman, SWCC, in favor of gender-neutral terms. "I will be overturning this ridiculous order immediately," Trump tweeted. For example, the SEAL ethos was changed from "a common man with uncommon desire to succeed" to "common citizens with uncommon desire to succeed," according to a report from American Military News, AMN. Naval Special Warfare continues to deliberately develop a culture of tactical and ethical excellence that reflects the nation we represent, and that draws upon the talents of the all-volunteer force who meet the standards of qualification as a SEAL or SWCC, Naval Special Warfare spokesman Lieutenant Commander Matthew Stroop said in an emailed statement to AMN. Stroop said the changes were made to comply with changes in law opening the potential for women to join the elite military units, although none have yet completed the SEAL or SWCC qualification training pipeline. The previous versions of the SEAL ethos and SWCC creed were written prior to the law allowing women to serve as operators in naval special warfare. The changes do not in any way reflect lowering standards of entry. Rather, they ensure that all those who meet the requirements to train to become a SEAL or SWCC are represented in the ethos or creed they live out. This improves the posture of the NSW force by ensuring we draw from the greatest pool of talent available, he added. The original Navy SEAL ethos statement was emphasis added to original gender references. "In times of war uncertainty, there is a special breed of warrior ready to answer our nation's call. A common man with uncommon desire to succeed. Forged by adversity, he stands alongside America's finest special operations forces to serve his country, the American people, and protect their way of life. I am that man. My trident is a symbol of honor and heritage, bestowed upon me by the heroes that have gone before. It embodies the trust of those I have sworn to protect. By wearing the trident, I accept the responsibility of my chosen profession and way of life. It is a privilege that I must earn every day. My loyalty to country and team is beyond reproach. I humbly serve as a guardian to my fellow Americans, always ready to defend those who are unable to defend themselves. I do not advertise the nature of my work, nor seek recognition for my actions. I voluntarily accept the inherent hazards of my profession, placing the welfare and security of others before my own. I serve with honor on and off the battlefield. The ability to control my emotions and my actions, regardless of circumstance, sets me apart from other men. Uncompromising integrity is my standard. My character and honor are steadfast. My word is my bond. We expect to lead and be led. In the absence of orders, I will take charge, lead my teammates, and accomplish the mission. I lead by example in all situations. I will never quit. I persevere and thrive on adversity. My nation expects me to be physically harder and mentally stronger than my enemies. If knocked down, I will get back up, every time. I will draw on every remaining ounce of strength to protect my teammates and to accomplish our mission. I am never out of the fight. We demand discipline. We expect innovation. The lives of my teammates and the success of our mission depend on me. My technical skill, tactical proficiency, and attention to detail. My training is never complete. We train for war and fight to win. I stand ready to bring the full spectrum of combat power to bear in order to achieve my mission and the goals established by my country. The execution of my duties will be swift and violent when required, yet guided by the very principles that I serve to defend. Brave men have fought and died building the proud tradition and feared reputation that I am bound to uphold. In the worst of conditions, the legacy of my teammates steadies my resolve and silently guides my every deed. I will not fail. All gender terms have now been changed. The SWCC creed has been similarly changed to get rid of terms such as brotherhood and brothers. Retired Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher last week posted a screenshot of an August 3 memo in which Naval Special Warfare Command Commander Rear Admiral Colin P. Green signed off on the changes. Gallagher, who was acquitted of murder charges for the death of a teenage ISIS fighter last year in a military tribunal that was closely watched by Trump, noted the president's tweet. Trump vows to take on the at Naval Special Warfare Swamp and Admiral Colin Green again. He tweeted. He criticized Green as part of the hierarchy that tried to use the system to put me away. Trump is proving yet again he is for the enlisted SEALs who are the backbone of the NSW community, and he won't placate to the politicians in uniform that have infected the fighting force of our military and sway to whatever political agenda is being put out, Gallagher added. Long live the Brotherhood. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.